You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama natin ang PRO ng Filipino-Australian Movement for Empowerment o FAME Incorporated, Rod Dingle. Magandang araw sa iyo, Ginong Rod.
Magandang araw, Anna. Magandang araw sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig. Kumusta po kayo?
Yes, unang linggo ng Marso, Clean Up Australia.
Yes. Excited.
Ito ang 30th taon o 30th year since 1989. Na sinimulan ng isang average Australian bloke na merong isang simpleng ideya pero ngayon ay isang malaking national movement.
Yes, mayan, tama.
Clean Up Australia, bakit ito mahalaga para sa bawat isang mamamayan na Australia na makibahagi?
Well, you know, there are litter bugs. I remember, Anna, when we first participated, you know, this is our 9th year FAME.
Wow, almost a decade.
Binigay ng Blacktown Council sa amin yung Rizal Park sa Ruti Hill kasi may Rizal Park nga dyan. In fact, meron ng bust si Dr. Jose Rizal. Yes. Nung una, the first attempt namin, wow, ang daming yung mga, alam mo, yung mga drug para prenalia, mga heringilya and all that, mga lumang tires, mga upuan na sira-sira. There were all sorts of junk items in that area. And ang nakakatakot doon, a few meters away is a playground, children's playground.
Wow. So dangerous ito, lalo na yun sa mga syringe.
Ang Clean Up Australia, they provide you with all the items to be able to collect mga items na ganyan, and then pati yung disposal, so it will be properly disposed. So we are safe in that way naman. You know, we have a abiso, how to handle those dangerous items, etc., etc. But the point I'm alluding to is, kung hindi pa namin inumpisahan, that yung maliit na Rizal Park, kasi ano yun eh, it's a natural reserve, so there are plants, trees, and all that. Enclosed yun, meron siyang fencing yun, but naturally people still manage to get in there and then do whatever they do. Tsaka doon namin natuklasan. But you know, in the last 8 years, this is our 9th year, so every year dyan kami pinapapunta ng Blacktown Council, ng Clean Up Australia. So it's a lot cleaner now, it's a lot safer. You know, nawawala na yung mga yun. So to answer your question, apart from the fact that this is our way of showing naman our service, community service, back to the community, you know, hindi lang kaming group, Anna. Mm-mm. Yeah, if you drive around on the day, marami ka makikita ang mga, alam mo na, yung mga naka-uniform ng Clean Up Australia, along the roadsides, mga parks, etc., etc., mga estero, yung mga rivers, mga canals, you will find them doing the same thing, giving and sharing their physicality para sa Clean Up Australia.
Mm-mm. Itong linggo na ito, yan ay March 3, magsisimula alas 8 ng umaga. Ilang oras po tumatagal ito?
Yeah, we're starting at 8. Yung Rizal Park na ito, this is in Abraham Street. Nasa Clean Up Australia profile kami website. So yung mga gustong makilahok, makisama, makijoin sa atin, all they have to do is to go into the Clean Up Australia website, and then they will just put kung saan nila gustong suburb makakapag-participate. But yung sa amin, Rizal Park, Ruti Hill yun, Abraham Street, Ruti Hill. Doon po kami, we are obviously, of course, supported by the Nice of Rizal, Philippine Community Council of New South Wales, APO, Pangasinan Association, Pusurubians, maraming nakikilahok din. Usually we have about 20-30 people. Welcome po lahat, including kids, yung mga bata. But yung mga bata, they must always be accompanied by an adult and wear comfortable shoes and clothing. Mm. Kasi talagang mamumulot ka ng mga twigs, mga kung ano-anong mga basura, etc. But we have gadgets to do that, may mga globes din. So it's basically safe doing that.
So it can be a family activity, sabi nga.
Oh yes. We have that. Mga little kids, 4-5-year-olds, pero kailangan kasama si mom and dad o si lolo, lola, because we still need to guide them, the kids. But yes, it's definitely a fun, a family day that can be enjoyable, fun. Meron ding little presentation later on, yung mga certificates. And the kids love it, receiving their little certificates of participation.
Sa mga bata na sumasama or sa mga magulang na daladala yung mga anak, gaano ito kahalaga? Kasi alam natin na sinasabi nila, ang bawat isang bagay na natututunan ng bata, dapat sinisimula ng maaga.
Correct. And this is why, Anna, this is why we encourage the youth.
Mm-mm.
We encourage family with little ones to bring them along, you know. May playground doon. If they get bored helping clean up, but they don't. They really wanted to pick up twigs and branches and kung ano whatnot. Pero pag siyempre medyo delikado, you know, bottles and all that, we adults, then we step in. Kasi that's why kailangan yung bata laging kasama ng magulang or auntie, uncle, ganyan, lolo, lolo, para nagagabayan siya. But they love it, the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We always have youngsters as young as mga 6, 7, ganyan. Kasi we actually, interestingly, but not surprisingly, Anna, may mga estudyante, mga Filipino, from Filipino families.
Mm-hmm.
They just appear. Darating na lang sila doon sa venue, sa site, and then sabi nila, oh, we saw it on the website, ganyan. So it means that these kids are really looking for something that they can support, that they can do, that they can attend, which is close to home.
Pwede rin pumunta na lang sa mismong place kahit na hindi mag-register online?
They can just come and then we will register them.
Merong
registration, so they will be given a certificate so they can present that back to their school to say that, you know, they had participated. Like I said, even as young as 5 or 6, basta yun na nagagabayan mo na. In fact, I'm bringing my 4.5-year-old on Sunday. And
so,
I'm
isa siya
sure
sa mga very young.
Yeah. Pero syempre, pag yung mga sa mga Imbornal, mga Canal and all that, well, it's a totally different story. Yung sa atin, yung aming lilinisan na i-assign sa amin uli is a reserve.
Mm-mm.
So, it's a park. And then yung tabi nun, merong playground para sa mga pambata talaga. The children, this is like an eye-opener for them, especially yung mga youngsters. And then they are able to see, they're able to participate in something, in an event, in a project that they can take on, you know, throughout their life also. Kasi this project will be here, it will continue. You know, like you said, 30 years ago na pala ito na naumpisahan.
Yes.
Maybe another 30, probably even another 60 years.
Yes.
It will continue, yes.
Gaano po katagal ito? Ilang oras bali ang gagawin ninyo?
Depende kasi sa dami ng darating. Siyempre, kung marami kayo, mabilis malinisan yung lugar. And once na linisan na yun, we extend out. Hindi lang naman doon sa park lang. We extend out sa may tabi ng kalsada, etc. And this is where we are very careful kasi, siyempre, it is a residential area. Ang vehicles, they come and go. Pero safe siya. We've never had any accidents and we don't intend to have any. Maganda pa dyan, a certain time in the morning, dumarating yung garbage truck to collect all the rubbish. Kaha ng sigarilyo, mga empty bottles na pinag-inuman, pinagkapihan and all that. They just toss it, you know. So we pick all those up. Tapos merong central area with our rubbish bag, which is all provided by Clean Up Australia. Ilalagay namin dulat yung mga napulot namin mga basura. And then stock namin doon sa yung pile. Andun lahat yung mga malalaki, maliliit, ang daming twigs yan. Kasi, like I said, it's a reserve. Ang daming trees, obviously, throughout the 12 months, na nababali yung mga branches, etc. Pag hindi, ito ang nagiging umpisa ng mga bushfire.
Yes,
and,
tama.
And that's one of the reasons why you need to clean up a reserve, lalo na yung marami kasing plant na mga yung mga protected species, Anna, doon sa reserve. And you cannot just bulldoze it and clean it up like that. Hindi pwede.
So, dapat manual talaga.
Alam mo naman dito, yung there's a lot of guidelines to protect them. Hindi kami konting salo-salo after. To answer your question, the length of us doing the cleanup depends on how many participants. Kasi kung marami, mas mabilis
mas
matapos.
Mabilis.
Pag kukunti kayo, then of course, kasi it's a big area also. It should be at least mga over 1,000 square meters yung
malaki din.
Yeah, malaki din. Malaki siya. But, you know, we've been cleaning it. So hopefully, like in the previous years, most of the nililinis natin are yung mga dry, very dry twigs and branches na talagang nahuhulog dun sa mga trees doon. And hopefully, we won't find any more of these mga syringes, etc., etc.
Nabanggit niyo po kanina, 12 months from the last Clean Up Australia, no? Pero sabi nila, ang paglilinis at syempre pangangalaga sa kapaligiran, hindi lang naman isang araw yan.
Yeah, yan dapat.
Para po sa Filipino-Australian Movement for Empowerment of Fame at sa iba pang mga grupo ng mga Filipinos dito sa Australia, particular dito sa New South Wales, bukod po sa Clean Up Australia, meron pa mga ibang programa na ginagawa kayo to help clean up the environment?
Unfortunately, this is the only one that we get involved in. Our participation for the community is basically yung mga cultural, disseminating information about mga health and well-being. Yan. These are the things that we conduct. There is an ongoing participation with and for the community, pero in other aspects. Yeah. The cleanup is a yearly event. Maybe that should be an initiative by Clean Up Australia that we should do it twice a year.
Yes.
You know? Maybe yung mga listeners natin, pwede nilang i-request yan, i-suggestion sa Clean Up Australia. But definitely Clean Up Australia had truly... Remember, there is another Australian initiative na ngayon is international na, yung Earth Hour.
Ah, yes. Earth Hour. Ito naman yung energy saving.
That initiated by Australia, you know, one hour lang every year you switch off everything, you know. Now it's caught on, so hopefully Clean Up Australia would also catch on internationally. Like back in the Philippines, nakikita ko doon na lang sa aming lugar sa Pangasinan, they do clean up yung mga kanal-kanal kasi nga yung, alam mo na, yung mga sakit-sakit brought about by mga mosquitoes.
Yes.
So I think that it is there, hindi lang nila siguro napapangalanan pa, but if Australia had taken the initiative to organize an event annually, once it becomes really successful and we can see the changes and all that, then maybe we can increase the frequency to probably twice a year. Yeah.
Mm-mm. At syempre mahalaga na sa araw ng Clean Up Australia ay makibahagi ang lahat.
Yes. Filipino-Australians. I've seen mga islanders, mga Indians, Chinese. I've seen them really participate. Yung mga members ng African community. Like I said, if you drive around on the day, makikita mo they are alongside the streets, mga kanal, mga imbornal. They are everywhere, mga parks. Yeah. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, there is a community lunch provided by the Blacktown Community Council, and it's usually held in Narajinji.
That's after the cleanup.
That's after the cleanup, and it's open to everybody to just go there. I think it starts from 12.
Okay.
It's just adding to the, you know, yung community spirit, building up relations, interactions, and all that. So it's not just one community. It's not just the Australian community. It's not just the Filipino community. Everyone is encouraged to participate. Lalo na po yung mga members po ng mga migrant communities. Para naman, you know, this is our way of showing thank you to Australia. Diba?
Yes, tama. March 3 again. Invite them again to come and join you at Rizal Park.
Please po. The venue is the Rizal Park, Abraham Street, Ruti Hill. It starts at 8 a.m. This is this coming Sunday, March 3. Coordinated po ito ng FAME, Knights of Rizal, and then other Filipino-Australian community organizations led by the Philippine Community Council of New South Wales. So makita po tayo doon. Everyone welcome. Kids must be accompanied by adults, and then wear comfortable shoes po tsaka comfortable clothing. Yung mga gadgets po, hand gloves, yung mga basurahan, yung po mga pampulot, yung parang pang-ipit, that's all provided.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rod
Salamat,
Dingle.
Ano, salamat SBS Radio. Salamat po sa inyong lahat.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.